And when they saw the gigantic Rakshasa emerging from the cave, the monkeys became struck with wonder and fear. Some immediately fell to the ground out of extreme fright. Others, who were more courageous, took shelter of Ram, while still others panicked and fled in all directions. Seeing the monkey army, Kumbhakarna expanded his already huge size just to frighten them. When Ram saw Kumbhakarna, he exclaimed, "Who is this monster that towers above us like a second Mount Meru?" Vibhishan replied, "O Ram, this is the son of the sage Vishrava, who is named Kumbhakarna. He is the largest of all the Rakshasas and has defeated even the Lord of Death, Yamaraj. When Kumbhakarna took birth, he immediately began to devour thousands of living creatures. And because of this, the created beings took shelter of King Indra, who became enraged to learn what had happened. Indra then launched an attack on Kumbhakarna, and when Indra released his thunderbolt, that Rakshasa was knocked down unconscious. However, he soon regained his senses and tore out one of Airavata's tusks, smashing it against Indra's chest, causing him severe pain. The defeated king of heaven then took shelter of Lord Brahma, and Indra told him, "This son of Visrava named Kumbhakarna is tormenting the rishis and carrying away the wives of others. And moreover, he is devouring living beings at such a rate that it will not be long before we are all extinct." Lord Brahma entered meditation, and when he beheld Kumbhakarna within his mystic vision, he became alarmed. After pondering the situation, Lord Brahma approached Kumbhakarna. "You have been created for the destruction of the world. However, now is the time for universal maintenance. Therefore, for the welfare of all living beings, you shall remain continually buried in deep sleep from this day forward." Kumbhakarna soon became overpowered by Lord Brahma's curse, and Ravana pleaded, "O Brahma, you have cut down a tree that is just about to bear fruit. O supreme teacher within this universe, it is not proper for you to curse your great-grandson like this. I know your words cannot prove futile, but you should at least allow Kumbhakarna some time for remaining awake." "Yes, Ravana, I shall grant your wish. Kumbhakarna will sleep continually for 6 months and then awaken for only one day. At that time, he can wander over the earth and devour whatever he likes before falling again into another slumber." Vibhishan then concluded, "And so you see, Ravana has awakened Kumbhakarna prematurely because of being hard-pressed in the battle. Just by seeing this monstrous Rakshasa, our monkey soldiers have been thrown into confusion. So I suggest that we tell the monkeys that Kumbhakarna is simply a large mechanical device. This will help them to overcome their fear." As Kumbhakarna entered Ravana's palace, Ram ordered Nila to rally the monkeys and attack the city gates. Again, fierce fighting broke out between the monkeys and the Rakshasas. At the same time, Kumbhakarna, along with thousands of his followers, came before Ravana as he sat on the Pushpaka chariot, feeling most disturbed. Upon seeing Kumbhakarna, Ravana became enlivened. After seating him by his side, the Rakshasa king embraced his brother. O Ravana, what service do you wish me to do for you? Yes, as you know, Ram has attacked Lanka with a huge army of monkeys. Already, many prominent Rakshasas have died at their hands. My dear brother, I am depending upon you to kill both Ram and Lakshman, for I can see no one else capable of doing so. What was predicted by Vibhishan and other intelligent ministers has now come to pass. Oh, my dear brother, you are a rascal for ignoring the good advice of such sincere well-wishers as Vibhishan and your wife Mandodari, who were correct when they advised you to return Sita to Ram. But, O king, it is still not too late for you to rectify your mistakes, although the decision is certainly yours alone. Ravana became incensed upon hearing this unsolicited advice, but he checked his anger. O Kumbhakarna, it is futile for you to talk like this now, for the battle is in full motion. My dear brother, even if I did make a mistake in kidnapping Sita, I now request you to nullify my error by manifesting your unparalleled prowess. To pacify Ravana, Kumbhakarna sweetly replied, O king, do not worry, for I promise to kill Ram and Lakshman and all of the monkeys headed by Sugriva and Hanuman. These so-called heroes have only been successful on the battlefield because I was not present. Now you will see how insignificant the enemy is in the face of my supreme might. Desiring to please Ravana, Mahodara interrupted Kumbhakarna. You are an arrogant fool for daring to criticize your elder brother. Ravana is the king, and he can do whatever he likes. There was nothing wrong in his kidnapping Sita. Indeed, many kings are naturally inclined to exhibit their prowess by performing such activities. O proud giant, let me assure you that you will not be able to defeat Ram simply by dint of your strength, as you now claim. O Ravana, I have devised a clever plan for winning over Sita. Let Kumbhakarna, myself, and other Rakshasa heroes attack Ram together. If we are able to kill him, then victory will be ours. However, even if we cannot defeat him, we can still return to Lanka, claiming that we have devoured him. The false story of Ram's death should then be broadcast all over the city to the accompaniment of beating drums and rewarding of our soldiers and servants. Thus, the rumor will soon reach Sita. Then, you should go to her as she finds herself drowning in an ocean of grief. Then, tempt her with promises of royal comfort and luxury, trying your best to gain her confidence. Since she will feel that she is without any protector, I am sure that she will submit to you. But, O king, if you fight with Ram directly, surely you will lose your life on the battlefield. However, if you take my advice, you can win Sita without ever encountering Ram. But Kumbhakarna replied harshly, Mahodara, your words would only appeal to cowardly kings. I have already made up my mind to kill Ram, and my determination cannot go in vain. The rest of you have bungled the war, causing Lanka to be divested of its population. I shall now rectify the entire situation by myself. I need no one to help me. Yes, what you say is true, Kumbhakarna. Mahodaram must truly be afraid of Ram. No one can stand before you when you enter the battlefield consumed with rage. Now, please go and fight. Put an end to our anxieties. But do not go alone. Surround yourself with an army of Rakshasas so that you become even more invincible. Ravana's spirits now were lifted as he considered the prowess of his younger brother. As Kumbhakarna picked up a deadly dart and prepared to depart, Ravana placed a golden necklace and garlands around Kumbhakarna's neck and decorated him with other ornaments. Then Kumbhakarna put on a suit of impenetrable golden armor. After he circumambulated Ravana, bowing down before him, Ravana embraced and blessed Kumbhakarna.